Lord, what a difference a week makes. Good evening. You are hanging with Mr. Will. Time for another episode of Hanging with Mr. Will. Right outside the American Airlines Center, where we're about an hour away from the start of tonight's rematch, a back-and-back, if you will, Dallas Stars versus Colorado Avalanche. Fourth meeting between both these teams. Colorado has won the first three meetings, including last night, a 6-2 score in which Colorado put up a four spot in the second period against the Dallas Stars, had them flat-footed and backtracking, and a rough night for Kari Lehtinen. And you saw a couple of Avalanche players basically break out of droughts and get on a scoring spree, namely Paul Stastny for the Colorado Avalanche. In that tough Central and Western divisions of the Pacific, Dallas Stars have to try to get points each game for the sake of keeping close with the nine teams ahead of them, with points in the 45 range on upward. Avalanche in third place in their division, Stars fifth in theirs. Dallas trying to snap out of they've had good games and bad games. They are beaten up right now defensively with injuries, and it looks like we may see another injury taking form now for one, I believe, Aaron Rome. He will be out for a while, but 90 minutes. The puck will drop here at the American Airlines Center, and I'm happy to say that I will be reporting not only on behalf of this podcast, but my friends over at D210 TV, Vernon Hadnock, Kristen Keith, Norrell Dixon, and company. So go to www.d210.tv to get some video highlights and a playback of what happened this evening. Stars, Avalanche, take my first break of the evening. We'll check back with some of the information from last night's 6-2 game, your probables for tonight, and who your starting goalies will be, and some factoids to boot. You're hanging with Mr. Will on a gorgeous 71-degree full moon Tuesday night, December 17th, 1 week before Christmas, here in Dallas, Texas. 1 week ago tonight, it was cold and freezing and icing as the Blackhawks were in town, so hopefully not the same result. Although that game was 6-2 also in the opponent's favor, hopefully a different outcome this evening. Back in a bit. Heading indoors now to the AAC. Stars Avalanche coming up. Moments away from the start of shoot-around here at the American Airlines Center, where tonight the Dallas Stars will try to snap a three-game skid with the Colorado Avalanche. Shoot-around is about to begin. They ended up losing in heartbreaking fashion last night, 6-2. As the players are now about to take to the ice. Dallas Stars coming in and out with a record of 15-12-5, 35 points, while the Colorado Avalanche have a record of 22-9-1, 45 points all together. In a moment, you're going to get a feel of just how loud the puck gets banging off the boards as you get ready for shoot around. This has been a ride before I cannot tell you how long. 15 minutes of warm-up before we get to the start of the game tonight. Colorado 22-9-1, Dallas 15-12-5. And I'm just guessing on this, but I'm going to say that we'll probably see Dan Ellis and perhaps Semyon Varlamov doing the goalie duties this evening. And Dallas will try to snap out of a 1-2 road trip that was less than favorable. That sound you're hitting is pucks banging off the backboard. All right, I'll check back after the first period. Right now, time to take some pictures. Doing double duty tonight on behalf of my friend Vernon Hadnock for D210 TV, as well as Cedric Bailey over at BGCSports.net, and of course Rodney Fisher. And of course my podcast. You're hanging with Mr. Will. Stars Avalanche coming up shortly. Time for some picture taking. Good crowd tonight. About a minute and a half left of shoot around for the Stars and the Avalanche tonight. And I can tell you, you know, if you haven't come out to a game as of yet, seeing this team wearing the new uniforms and the victory green, trying to start a new tradition of winning, if you will, rest assured that win or lose, you will see a heck of an effort from these kids. And there's a lot of youth on this team. Tyler Seguin, 21. Cody Eakin, I think, 23. Barry Nichushkin, all of 18 or 19. Alex Chason, I think, 22 or 23. Brendan Dillon, youth is being served on this team, and suffice to say that there are a lot of fans who are starting to believe again the vision that Tom Gilardi has for this ball club. It may take a little while, especially the way the West has started off so strong, but the Dallas Stars are on the way up. Once they shore up their defense and get past all the injuries that have afflicted them this far, I'm telling you, it's going to be a team to watch, especially the first line of Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn. Those two, and I believe Alex Chiasson, that threesome on one line, there is no roof. There's no limit on what those three can do. And once they can get past the stigma of always having to depend on Kari Lehtinen when the defense is caught flat-footed or in transition, and they can shore up that power play, a lot of good things are going to happen for this team. Trust me on that. All right. I will check back after period one with a recap on the score. Dallas Stars, Colorado Avalanche, you are hanging with Mr. Will tonight. Back in a bit. One thing the Dallas Stars have had issue with so far in this young season is getting behind early in games, and exactly what's happened now here in the first period on a power play, an extended power play for the Colorado Avalanche, and Paul Duchesne would make it connect at about the 17-12 mark, 2:48 in, for a 1-0 Colorado lead. Power play has now ended, but Colorado's now outscored Dallas by 7-2 count. They've also gotten the first six shots of the game with 6 minutes in. Colorado with a 1-0 lead. Here at the American Airlines Center with the Avalanche and Dallas Stars. Avs out to the early start. Back shortly. We got one period in here at the American Airlines Center. We are knotted up at one apiece. Shots on goal favoring the Avalanche to the tune of 12-7. Penalty minutes were assessed in favor of the Avalanche. They only got 7 minutes assessed in penalty minutes, 13 for the Dallas Stars. Faceoffs one favor the Avalanche to the tune of 11-6. The board just went blank on me. I will tell you that Paul Duchesne got the scoring started tonight about 2.5 minutes in as Colorado went on the power play. They would take a lead 1-0. And then about 3.5 minutes later, Ray Whitney would answer back. Colorado scoring making the first six shots on goal of the game before Dallas would rattle off the next three to tie things up at one apiece. Things have gotten kind of chippy here at the American Airlines Center. Dallas trying to win their first meeting against Colorado. It's their 4th of 5 meetings tonight. And with a win, they'll get to 1-3 on the season. And more importantly, 16-12-5 record-wise. And a whole bunch of noteworthy items for the Dallas Stars. Let's go for the most obvious one. Sean Horkoff, longtime Edmonton Oiler and now current Dallas Star. He is now 9 assists away from 300 in his NHL career. And if you want something really, really random, how about Jamie Benn? Whenever he scores a goal, the Stars are undefeated, 7-0-0. I'll save the rest for a little bit later. One period in, tied at one, Stars and Avalanche. You are hanging with Mr. Will, doing double duty for my friend Cedric Bailey and the good people over at D210 TV. We will check back after period two. Happy holidays from the American Airlines Center. It is Tuesday, December 17th, a gorgeous day in North Texas. 72 was the high, about 51 degrees warmer than it was 1 week ago tonight when the Blackhawks were in town pasting Dallas 6-2. Back in a bit. And with the second period underway, let us now throw some of the scores your way from this particular day. Later games tonight, you're going to have Edmonton playing at the LA Kings. That'll be a 9:30 start here locally in the Midwest. Finals, you have the Panthers defeating the Maple Leafs 3-1 in Toronto. Winnipeg would lose at Buffalo 4-2. Boston shutting out Calgary 2-0. Colorado has now taken the lead over Dallas 2-1. I'll tell you how in the second period ends. After two periods of play, Vancouver, the next opponent here in Dallas on Thursday night, they lead Minnesota 2-1. After two, it is Chicago up 2 over Nashville. Blackhawks 3, Nashville 1. And about 15 minutes left in the third period, it is San Jose holding on to a 3-2 lead at St. Louis. Late third, 5 minutes left, it is Philadelphia all over the Capitals, 5-2. Also late third, actually about 43 seconds left, it is Anaheim in command at Detroit by a 5-2 score, while Montreal is holding off Phoenix 2-1 in Canada. And lastly, the Tampa Bay Lightning in the shootout with the New York Islanders at 2 apiece. When that becomes final, I will give you a score thereafter. That is the story through one period plus. Colorado has taken the lead 2-1. When the period ends, I'll break it down for you and how it happened. I will tell you that that first period was pretty even, Steven, after a 6-0 run for the Avalanche as far as shots on goal. And then Dallas got the next three. Ray Whitney getting a goal. Paul Duchene getting the first goal on a power play and a penalty on Dallas. Ended up being 1-1. Very chippy crowd. They're all acting as if Powerball was won by somebody. Anyway, it's currently 2-1 Colorado. I'll break it down when the period ends. You're hanging with Mr. Will. Happy December 17th. We come back Thursday night to cover the Stars and the Vancouver Canucks. On behalf of my podcast, on behalf of Cedric Bailey's Big Game Christian Sports, on behalf of D210 TV, and my thanks to Vernon Hadnott and the good girls over there doing great work, Norrell Ditson, Kristen Keith, and the rest of the staff, in the name of people like, if I can get the names here, Mercedes, Takia, and Kristen, and Norrell Dixon, and Vernon Hadnott. All right, back in a bit.
Love these guys in the world.
We most certainly are. We are lucky at what we do, and we love what we do. You're hanging with Mr. Will. We got two periods in, knotted up at 2. We got ballet going on here, 2-2, if you will. Second period, Dallas Stars come back very aggressive, outshooting Colorado to the tune of 12-2. That second period began with a goal, courtesy of Eric Johnson. He had an assist when Matt Duchene would score earlier in the first period at 2:37. This time around at 10:20, Eric Johnson gets his fourth goal of the year, a snapshot assisted by Matt Duchene, his 13th. Nick Holden, his third. That gave Colorado a 2-1 advantage. Now, Ray Whitney got a goal, his second, earlier in the first period at 7:31, a wrister, assisted by Sean Horakoff, number 7, and Alex Chason, number 9. Alex Chason with his second point and assist of the night, number 10, courtesy of Ray Whitney, who gets his third goal of the season, second tonight on a power play goal at 17:19. To knot things up at 2 apiece, you can also give Sergei Gonchar his 12th assist of this season in addition. Two periods in, and I can tell you that on the penalty side of things, after one period, I know it was Dallas who had the advantage, something to the tune of 11-7. From where I'm looking right now, it looks like that's going to remain in, more like 11-11 in minutes assessed for both sides. Shots attempted by both. Dallas with a 12-2 advantage in that second period. So that should make it 19-14 in favor of Dallas after two periods of play, which also means that as far as shots stopped by Mr. Ellis and Mr. Jean-Paul Jagr, the one-time duck who'd made amazing happen during that run of the Stanley Cup in 2002-2003. Jagr has stopped 19 of 21 shots. And on the star side of things, Mr. Ellis has stopped 12 of 14. And that is your story through two periods of play. Okay, here we go. Power plays. Colorado's 1 of 5. Dallas 1 of 2. Hits give the advantage to Dallas 19-14. Faceoffs 1 give the advantage to Dallas 22-19. Giveaways. Advantage Colorado 6-12. Takeaways, advantage Dallas 12-5. Block shots, Colorado 16-4. Penalty minutes 17-13 in favor of Dallas. And for those who want to know about family members doing the refereeing, Dave Jackson, Brad Meyer, your linesman tonight, Scott Driscoll, and Jay Schurz. Two periods in, tied at 2. Will we see an interesting third period, unlike last night in Colorado. And will Dallas finally get their first win against the Avalanche? They're 0-3 so far. You're hanging with Mr. Will on behalf of BGCSports.net and, of course, Vernon Hadnot and the good people at D210 TV. We'll check back at games then. We'll go into the locker room. We'll hear from Lindy Ruff and some of tonight's players, definitely Ray Whitney, and a few surprises. Back in a bit. Colton Sevier, unassisted, late. Stars win 3-2. A happy bunch of people now leaving the AAC. We now go into the locker room and hear from a whole host of people. Including Ray Whitney with his two goals, Colton Sevier, Lindy Ruff, and we'll see who else. Stars win 3-2. Back in a bit. Ray Whitney to start.
No problem, sir. You good?
Breaking a 13-game goal scoring drought for yourself and what this means to you to put a couple on the board like that.
Well, it's always nice to score, especially when you've been dry for a while. And I think it was 14 or 15 to start the year and another 13, so I hope we're going to break that spell. We don't need to go through that again, but confidence is a big part of this game, and it's nice to get that out of the way, and hopefully that'll be it for that for the rest of the year.
What about redeeming the team redeeming themselves from a loss last night?
It was certainly a better effort all around tonight. Defensively is what you can look to there. Yesterday we were standing around a little bit watching them do their thing, and it didn't work out very well for us tonight. The chances that they created were very limited compared to the last night. Our goaltender made some great saves at the end. We obviously empty netters got to work on that, I guess, to score in the empty nets. But our team played very well defensively, and that's the difference between last night and tonight.
The power play, I think you guys were 1-47 at home.
Yeah.
And you got one tonight.
The power play, it was big for us in Winnipeg the other night after the 5-minute major and, won us a hockey game there. It's been pretty good with the exception of last night for the last, 5 or 6 games. And creating momentum for your hockey club, even if you don't score, you can't be having bad power plays that just kind of suck the energy out of your team. And that's what happened last night with our power play, and tonight getting one and creating some chances gives your building a little of excitement to get going, and as a team it gets you excited to know that you're going in the right direction. So power plays play a big part of the game, as do penalty kills.
They get a little dicey at the end. You had a couple of posts on the empty nets, and then all of a sudden they come down and there's a flurry of chances at the end.
Yeah, well, we had the puck in the two guys' hands that we'd want for an empty netter, but posts and kind of unfortunate with the one off the shaft and crossbar. And then the mad scramble at the end around our net. That's where Dan was exceptional. That would have been really crushing if they would have came down and scored after hitting two posts. But credit to our guys who were blocking shots and grinding it out in front. And our goaltender was very good there and down the stretch.
Speaking of Dan, I mean, he comes in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 games. He's really...
Sure.
I take it you guys have a lot of confidence in what he can give you.
Sure, there was a reason they signed him in the offseason. He's very, very capable of winning you hockey games and giving you a good run or a good stretch of games. And obviously, Kari's one of the premier goalies in the league, but even he needs a rest once in a while. And I think after the 50 shots he had last night, I think tonight was a nice night for him to get a break and kind of recharge a little bit. And Dan stepped up and played great and worked as a group. Very comfortable with him in the net. And goaltending has never been an issue for us all season.
Talk about the resiliency of this team. You guys lose last night 6-2. Mm-hmm. You get down 1-0, 2-1. You're up against it, but yet you guys are able to overtake this thing.
Yeah, we don't get too high. We don't get too low as a group generally. And we got pretty low last night, obviously, with the way it turned. But we're not a panicky group. When we get back, down by one. And tonight we just kind of get plugging along, and I think coaches were saying we only gave them one opportunity in the second, so we were playing good defensively and creating some chances. So it's a game of mistakes this league, and It's tough to win in this league, but if you hang in there long enough, you know, and you get some key players from some key members of your team at the right time, that's how you climb the standings.
Second period.
Yeah, I'm going over the room.
Yeah, you're good.
I thought it was over when I put it too far ahead of him, but he, you know, caught up to it and made a great pass, and I was, you know, able to pick it up in full stride, and it managed to put it in.
Mm-hmm. Just talk about the resiliency of this team and you guys being down twice in the game and being able to overtake this team that beat you guys pretty handily last night.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, no one, I don't think anyone was happy with, you know, the way yesterday's game went. And, you know, to come back here, you know, the next day and get a chance, you know, right back at that same team is always a good feeling as a player. And, you know, we knew, you know, if we played our style of the game, you know, we could come back and we could beat them. And that's, you know, we played our game tonight. And, you know, maybe we were down a couple times, but, you know, we only kept it to one and battled our way back and, you know, got a big win.
Talk about just the thrill of this, of a game-winning goal like this for you.
I mean, yeah, you know, anytime you score a game-winning goal, it's pretty exciting, especially, you know, at the NHL level, it's even more exciting. And late in the third like that, you know, it was a great feeling, that's for sure. You know, I was glad it went in.
How's your comfort level with, you know, you've got, what, three games now under your belt and here this season?
Yeah, you know, I've been feeling good. You know, the first game, you know, seemed a little bit faster, you know, a little bit of an adjustment period, but, you know, I felt, you know, each game I feel like I'm getting more accustomed to the speed and I'm feeling better and feeling more comfortable making plays. And, you know, hopefully, you know, there's more games where I can, you know, keep feeling better, you know, keep doing more.
In the second period, your team outshot Colorado 12-2. What did Coach Ruff talk about in that first intermission?
You know, he said a little bit, but, you know, I think the players in here were the ones that, you know, we got handed to us in the second period in that in Colorado there, you know, and we were, you know, basically said, you know, some of the guys and leaders step up and said, you know, they think they're going to do it again, and we didn't want to let that happen. You know, we wanted to go out and, you know, have a good second, especially, you know, after yesterday, and, you know, that's what we did. Went out there and put pucks in the net and went from there.
Thanks.
A minute or so when they had a tremendous flurry of shots all over the place at you.
Yeah, that last little bit was pretty crazy, but, you know, I'd like to see the replay of it, because being there in action, you just see the way that your guys are sacrificing in front. I think everyone was in a butterfly position playing goaltender, so it was nice we had about six of us out there. The guys really battled, you know. We, you know, last night didn't go the way we wanted it to, but we came back into our building and really played the way that we're capable of. And that last minute was just a testament to how hard we worked and how hard we wanted it.
Alluded to it, but the defensive effort. I mean, last night it was 48 shots against, and there were some issues. And tonight, they really seemed to be tight in front of you.
No, definitely. I think, you know, last night we just weren't committed to defense. You know, we wanted to play a little bit more of an easier game. I don't think we expected them to play as hard as they did, you know, because they're not an overwhelmingly big team. And so you don't always expect, you know, a hard physical game, but they brought it last night. You know, we had a good wake-up call last night, and I think we fine-tuned what we wanted to accomplish tonight, and that was to work hard to defend first, and we did that, especially that second period. You know, I think we gave up two shots, and we played great the whole night.
And talk about your confidence level now. You come back, you've had some tremendous games, and you just beat a very, very good team, and looks like maybe a little more trusting of you in the goal there, huh?
Well, it's always nice to get games. I mean, anytime you can get a few games in a row, you always get a little bit more feel for the game and the rhythm of the game and the pace. And so, you know, you're grateful to get the opportunities. You want to continue to earn more and more games and give Lindy the trust level to put you in there and give the big guy a break when he needs it, especially after a night like last night. You know, it's nice to kind of spell him a little bit and allow him to have the night off. So it's worked out well, and it's just nice to get a win.
Any sense of deja vu when they got the first six shots of the game?
Pardon me again?
Any sense of deja vu when Colorado got the first six shots of the game to start things off?
Well, no, I mean, they're on the power play, you know. I mean, we give them a four-minute power play early, you're going to expect to be outshot. It's tough to get a little bit of get your legs under you, especially after, you know, a late night flight. Both teams are you know, under the same situation, but when you're on the power play, it gives you a little bit more of an advantage to get a feel for the puck, you know, a little bit less pressure and, you know, one extra guy on the ice. So we weathered, they were able to get that one goal, but for the most part, we got through the rest of the 4 minutes, and then we got our push going.
Congratulations.
Talk about the glove save you had on.
Yeah, we spent a
a good bit of time talking about our play away from the puck, and I thought we did an excellent job tonight. And I thought, you know, we had some tough situations to get through, some early kills, and but the second period was a rock solid period, except for the the one opportunity we gave him.
How about Ray Whitney? Clearly, he's been. It's even his play, he looks like he's lacked confidence just to get that one kind of off his shaft. Just seems like it takes all the pressure away.
You know, we've had a couple guys. You know, Benner went through it. Witt, I almost saw a little extra giddy up in his step there when after he scored, and he got his second one, and then all of a sudden he had a chance for the third. And it was nice to see. You know, it's frustrating when you go through those stretches where you miss some great opportunities. And he missed some great ones, but it was good to see him finish and play well for us tonight.
Do you ever stop and look and say, if this guy has 8 or 10 like he should, or is that just fruitless?
I think that's fruitless, because I'd have to do it for everybody, and it would take too much time.
another guy steps in, Dan Ellis, especially down the stretch there with that late flurry, really kind of stepped up.
Yeah, I thought probably the biggest save of the night was the one on the power play. The glove save was incredible save. Those late flurry, I thought we had enough bodies around. I don't even know if some got to him, but if they did, he stopped them. And we invited a little bit of trouble by not finishing them off at the other end of the ice. And then we got a little sloppy on the entry and let them come at us again. So Dan was there to back us up and make the saves, and it was good to see. But I thought the guys for the first 40 minutes did a heck of a job in front of them. And, you knew we were going to see a little bit of a push from them, and we saw it, and he answered the bell.
What did you think of Cameron Gotts?
Played very well. Played very well. Solid. He did a great job of taking time and space away. He was on top of a lot of plays. Thought he moved his feet well, and top of the circles down. Until I look at the game, I thought he made a lot of real good decisions for us.
You outshot Colorado in that second period, 12-2. What was the message going into the period?
Well, it was to stay out of the penalty box, A. B was, we spent more time before the game tonight on how we needed to play, and I thought we were a lot better in little details of the game. And it started in their end, and it started by our guys getting back and not allowing Colorado with all the free ice we gave him last night.
With regards to Ellis, do you look at your usage of him any differently because he has been playing a lot better?
Well, we looked at we had planned on using him tonight, so even last night when it started going sideways, it might have been a game you'd pull Letts and then let Letts come back tonight, but we thought he played well last home game, and we'll let Letts finish and let Dan come in and see if he can get another one here for us at home. And he beat Philly, played well, and again, played well tonight. So I think it's a situation that it gives you a lot of confidence to put him back in the net.
How important is it to have that tandem going? It doesn't have to be tandem. But
I just think that, I think Letts has gone through a little bit of a tough time right now. And for Dan to step in and help support him and win us a game, it's important. The teams that can throw a backup in and win a game, it allows that your main guy to get some rest and refocus, and sometimes that's really important.
Is there a sense of relief having finally made a power play?
It was getting ridiculous. I threw my arms up in the air when Seggy missed the empty net. I did. I didn't have him getting too emotional behind the bench, but you guys saw two arms go up, and I was just looking up at the heavens going, come on, this can't be real. And it almost looked like Jaguar was going to help us out and turn his stick and deflect it in for us, but he didn't. But it was good to get it. We did some good things. We had some point-blank opportunities. The late power play wasn't a good one, but the early ones were pretty good for us.
And then CBR, clearly he's cashing in on his chances right now.
Yeah, it was a heck of a pass. And, we caught them at the end of a power play, which is always dangerous because you got tired bodies, and he got in behind and walked in and found a way to put it in the back of the net. That's all that matters.
Soder gets an assist on that one.
What's that?
Dennis Soder with a stick off the bench to Peverly, because Peverly broke his stick.
Oh, I didn't notice that part. I was, I just looked, I saw Ellis got an assist, so not only he defended well, he got it in the offense for us. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Tomorrow there is no practice, which is a day off for the team, so at 10:15 morning skate on Thursday.
And so a terrific bounce-back game for the Dallas Stars on a back-to-back on their home ice after a 6-2 defeat in Colorado 24 hours prior. Dallas Stars with the 3-2 win improved to 16-12-5, 37 points. Colorado now falls to 22-10-1. Recapping how the scoring would occur, first period at about 2:37. Colorado would get a power play goal from Matt Duchene. His 15th goal of the year was a wrist shot with assists from Eric Johnson and Tyson Berry, numbers 8 and 4 for those two gentlemen, giving Colorado a 1-0 lead. On a power play for 4 minutes were the Avalanche. They got out to a 6-0 shots on goal advantage. Ray Whitney would get a wrist shot to tie things up at the 12:29 mark, or at 7:31 of the first period, his second of the year, assisted by Sean Horkoff and Alex Chason, number 7-9 for them, tied at 1. In that first period, you had Colorado with the shot on goal advantage to the tune of 12-7. In the second period, it was the Dallas Stars out shooting the Colorado Avalanche to the tune of 14-2. I think I said 12-2 erroneously, 14-2. And it would be Colorado making quick work of one of those shots on goal when Eric Johnson would snap one past Dan Ellis. His fourth of the season, Matt Duchene gets an assist, his 13th, Nick Holden his third. That gave Colorado a 2-1 lead at 10:20 of the second period. About 7 minutes later, at 17:19, yes, I'm going to say it, power play goal. After a 1-for-47 drought, Ray Whitney would finally get a power play goal for the Dallas Stars. Also his third goal of the season, also on a snapshot, with assists from Alex Chason and Sergei Gonchar, 10 and 12. So 2 points tonight for Alex Chason and an assist for Sergei Gonchar. That tied things up once again at 2 apiece. Game got very chippy at points, and it was a very defensive battle on both ends, and you saw great goaltending from both Jean-Paul Jaguar in addition to Dan Ellis. In the third period, it finally would break in favor of the Dallas Stars at 17:08 when Colton Sevier would get a wrist shot past Mr. Jaguar. Even Dan Ellis got an assist on this one, his first point of the season. Rich Peverly got an assist as well, and that would make the final score 3-2 for the Dallas Stars. Period by period, Colorado shot Dallas 12-7 in the first period, advantage Dallas 14-2 second period. Third period, and it was a flurry of shots to end the game, but Dan Ellis eased the task, 11-7 in favor of Colorado. Overall, it was 28-25 Dallas over Colorado shots on goal. Power plays, Dallas went 1-for-4, Colorado 1-of-6 hits, 26-20 in favor of Dallas. Faceoff wins almost even, 29-28 advantage Dallas. Giveaways, it was Dallas with 16, only 8 for Colorado. Takeaways, 22 for Dallas, 9 for Colorado. Block shots, 17-12 in favor of Colorado. Penalty minutes, 19 for Dallas, 17 for Colorado. Your referees tonight, once again, were Dave Jackson and Brad Meyer. Your linesmen were Scott Driscoll and Jay Schars. And scratches for this night, Nate Gwinnan, Brad Malone, and Ryan Wilson for the Colorado Avalanche. And for the Dallas Stars, your scratches were Dustin Jeffrey, Jamie Oleksiak, and Aaron Rohn. Again, Dallas Stars prevail on this evening to the score of 3-2. They now play and prepare for another tough Western opponent in the Vancouver Canucks. That'll be a 7:30 puck drop here in Dallas against the Vancouver Canucks. Memories of a 2007 playoff best of seven round that went a full seven games. A lot of 1-0 games and some great goaltending by Marty Turco and Roberto Luongo was there. I remember it well. All right, that'll do it for this evening here at the American Airlines Center. If you've been hanging with Mr. Will, and on behalf of my friends over at bgcsports.net, realfansportsradio.com, and also my friends over at D220 TV, I'm Willie Martin, Mr. Will. We'll do this again very soon. Mavericks tomorrow night. I'll be here for that as well. Take care.